Now, the Indian Embassy in Ireland says it's received reports of 16 attacks on Indian citizens this year. That's double the number of attacks reported to the embassy during 2024. Yesterday, the Irish Indian Council announced it will be postponing celebrations of its India Day festival in the Phoenix Park this weekend, amid concerns for the safety of those participating in the event. It comes after a meeting was held with the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, yesterday. Well, for more on all this, we're joined by our reporter, Joe Caulfield. Joe, you were outside government buildings yesterday when those discussions took place. Can you just fill us in on the background to the meeting there first?
Yes, of course. So the meeting between the Irish Indian Council and the Taoiseach, the Simon Harris, followed a number of high-profile attacks on Indian citizens here in recent weeks. That led the Indian Embassy in Dublin to issue an advisory to its citizens to take precautions for their safety, and they issued that just ahead of the August bank holiday weekend. Now, just to kind of put this in perspective and give you an idea of the rise in number of attacks this year, the Indian Embassy says it has received reports of 16 attacks to date this year, and that's double the number of attacks for the entirety of last year. So less than 8 months into the year, there's twice the number of attacks. And that's what's led to this real sense of fear within the community that the chairman of the Ireland India Council, Prashant Shukla, spoke about on this programme yesterday. And that's what led Indian community leaders to ask for that meeting with the Taoiseach yesterday.
And so what came out of that meeting then?
Well, I suppose the headline news is that the Ireland India Council has postponed its celebration of India Day, which was scheduled for the Phoenix Park this weekend. That event has been running since 2015. And Prashant Shukla explained the rationale behind them taking that decision.
We feel that situation at the moment for holding India Day is not conducive. And we will review the situation and we will announce new dates for India Day this year. It is a very difficult decision because hundreds of the performers, volunteers and whole year's preparation. We are doing India Day since 2015, but we never had actually this situation. But above all, the safety and security of the members of Indian community, including the members of wider IRIS and multinational community, is more important than anything actually. So we had taken a very, very difficult decision, and it is very emotional as well. But we feel this is the time that we reflect and consider some other date.
And Joe, Minister Simon Harris also spoke after that meeting. What did he say specifically?
Well, one of the things that I put to the Taoiseach yesterday was around justice being seen to be done. So many people may have heard of the story of Dr. Santosh Yadav, who appeared on RT's This Week programme just over a week ago, who was attacked near his home in Clondalkin on the 27th of July, and the case of taxi driver Lakhvir Singh, who was brutally beaten in his taxi just 4 days later. Now, as of yesterday afternoon, no arrests have been made in either of those investigations, and I asked the Taoiseach how he's going to reassure the Indian community here that those responsible will be brought to justice.
It's very much the sentiment and the very clear commentary that I got from the representatives of the Indian community that I met today. They're seeking of assurance that those responsible for such horrific attacks will be brought to justice. I've been in contact with the Minister for Justice in relation to this. I know the Gardaí are taking that case that you mentioned and a number of other attacks that we've seen recently extraordinarily seriously. They will be investigated with absolute vigour, and the laws of our land will be applied. And I was in the meeting very eager not to say anything that cuts across the Garda investigation, but it is really important. It's really important here that the laws of the land are applied. There's always interesting questions to be considered and policy debates about, you know, robustness of laws, are there need for new laws? All of those things are worthy conversations. But I'm very clear that the laws of the land are very clear in relation to this. You can't assault people. You can't attack people. And some of what we have seen and the injuries that we've seen inflicted on people, and I think of the little six-year-old girl in Waterford, absolutely sickening, disgusting, despicable criminal acts.
Minister Harris there outlining the clear actions being taken. And Joe, you spoke with Lakhvir Singh, one of the victims of those brutal attacks. Just remind us of the details of that specifically.
Yeah, so I met with Lochfear yesterday. He's a 46-year-old taxi driver. He's been living and working in Ireland for over 10 years. And he had never experienced any trouble in his work until just over 2 weeks ago when he was attacked by two men in his car. So on Friday the 1st of August, he took a booking from the Freenow app. He picked up two guys. He described the men to be in their early 20s. And he was dropping them to the Poppentree Community and Sports Centre in Ballymun. When they attacked him, they punched him. They struck him in the face with a bottle twice, which left him with 12 stitches in the forehead. And I met him yesterday, and still the bruising and the swelling in his face was very apparent. He had a large bandage over those stitches in his forehead, and that's 2 weeks later, and those injuries still appear to be visibly very severe. So I asked Lochfear what impact this attack has had on his life.
I'm still very scared. My children are also very scared. My daughter, she said, "Dad, you don't want to be go again. You need to be change the job."
What is the atmosphere in the Indian community at the moment when so many of these attacks are being reported?
There, everyone going to be scared. I'm scared of my children's future. Like, we are really scared at the moment. Children are really scared at the moment. Really, really scared.
What do you see as your future in Ireland?
Maybe it could be a change my job, like, because definitely that job is not really safe job. Now every taxi driver, like all foreigner taxi driver, they are really scared. Many taxi driver, they call me as a friend or they get the number, just, you know, very difficult at the moment.
And we heard there Lochfear also saying his children have asked him to stop working as a taxi driver. You spoke to one of his children, Avneet, about that experience for the family.
Yeah. I met Avneet yesterday. She just accompanied her dad to meet me. And I asked her how this attack has impacted her and the rest of the family.
I was very, very shocked to see what happened. It scared me a lot. And I'm scared for, like, everyone in my family and myself as well.
One family reflecting the fears of many in the Indian community here at this time. Joe, thank you for bringing us all of that. We will be speaking to the Archbishop of Dublin on these unprovoked attacks happening later in the programme. It is 19 minutes past seven.